Welcome, Michael, to the section that I call five questions, because I ask you five questions. So the first question is, what's your daily routine?
My daily routine, it's quite an interesting one, actually, because my daily routine is not all that, it's not all that fixed on a daily basis. So I'm in the fortunate position where I work for myself, of course. I have my own business. And my wife's job, her shifts change on a weekly basis, only by a few hours, but she changes her hours, fairly regularly. So to accommodate our childcare for our 3-year-old son, I kind of match her routine, her schedule. So my daily routine can be anything from an 8 a.m. start to 6 or 7 p.m. finish through to maybe a 10 or 11 a.m. start through to a much later finish. So I'm lucky in that respect that I'm able to be flexible. What I will say about my daily routine is there's two things that I try to keep consistent on them. And that is I don't have an alarm in the morning because I'm a big believer that sleep is kind of fundamental to performance. And I'm in the unfortunate bracket of needing 8 or 9 hours of sleep every night. And it's that makes it difficult, So I have to put sleep as quite a high priority in my daily routine. So I never set an alarm. I will go to sleep generally around 10 or 11 p.m. And then if I'm waking up 7 or 8 a.m., it will be a naturally wake up because otherwise, not only am I grouchy and I'm pretty miserable and cantankerous, also it actually affects, over the years, I've worked out that it affects my work output and my creativity. So I generally tend to not set an alarm in the morning because I find that just by waking up naturally, it gets me off to a much better start of the day. And my days as a result are more productive. And then the other thing that I try to squeeze in every day, at least 3 times a week, at least, is a gym routine, just working out and exercising, because I find, again, 2 years of doing it and not doing it, being physically fit is a big factor in being mentally fit and sharp as well.
Indeed. So what's the best piece of advice you've ever received?
That's a good one. So I didn't receive this piece of advice personally. It's actually a very famous quote by Reid Hoffman, I believe his name is, the co-founder of LinkedIn. And the quote is, if you're not embarrassed by the first version of the product that you put out, you've launched too late. And I really like that, because I think that a lot of people don't take action quickly enough, and they kind of sit on their ideas and try to get them perfect and tweak them and tweak them and tweak them in private without actually putting them out there so that they can get them validated and actually find out if their business or service, their business is viable at all. So I like that one. Yeah, just get it out there. So it's not a piece of advice I received on a one-on-one basis, but it's one that I try to stick to. I think it's a really good one.
Yeah, it's a good one, yeah. What's your favorite thing to do to relax?
Probably watching sports would be the main one. A big football and rugby fan. But I also find in the middle of the day, when I do go to do my gym session, that's when I listen to audiobooks. So I find that helps to take my mind off of work as well. So that would probably be the one I do most frequently.
So what in the world annoys you?
What in the world annoys me? This is a weird one, I think, and it's quite specific. I hate signage on landmarks. So a couple of years ago, I went to Stonehenge, and I've lived in various places in the world, like in the Middle East as well. And these natural beauty spots are just covered with signs that say, don't walk here, don't trespass, don't drop litter. And it's like you're spoiling the natural beauty of this spot, the reason I came here. So, yeah, I don't know why, but that kind of signage just kind of ruins the natural beauty of places that you visit for that purpose.
And lastly, what are you most proud of?
Most proud of? I think a simple one to say is my son. That's a pretty obvious one, but it is obviously true. And but I'm also very proud of the business that I've managed to build. I worked in construction for 10 years, and I took a bit of a gamble by walking away from a very good, prestigious and lucrative job to start up on my own, because I was the job I was doing wasn't creative enough, and it's been successful, so I'm proud of that.
All right, Michael, thanks for that. So all the regular listeners, I'll be interviewing Michael later on after this, actually, but you can listen to that full interview on Sunday.